After my initial failure at college, I decided to take the summer and do something with it, really try to accomplish something important. The mundanity of day-to-day academia was taking its toll, and I felt like I was wasting my time. After my last final, I nailed a board across the front door of my apartment and bought a plane ticket to Nepal. There, I began my quest for the perfect sandwich. It was a long and arduous several months, but eventually I discovered a blind, quadruple amputee holy man in the foothills of the Himalayas who, it was rumored, made perfect sandwiches. I walked into his cave and asked him for a sandwich. He retreated into a small dark hole in the cave and returned 5 minutes later, carrying upon his stumps a simple sandwich. Upon examination, it did not look that special. It appeared to be 2 slices of standard pumpernickel. In between was what appeared to be a grilled hamburger patty. I took a bite, and every taste bud I had exploded with glee. I semi-consciously devoured the sandwich in an orgasmic barrage of delicious tastes and textures. When I recovered my senses, I was drenched in sweat, and my soul was filled with calm, content ecstasy. I asked the holy man how I could make these perfect sandwiches. He wordlessly beckoned me back into the hole. I got out my flashlight and saw for myself the ingredients, and promptly vomited the sandwich back up. "Now you see, my son," said the holy man, "how can such a delicious sandwich be composed of such disparate and disgusting elements? It is a mystery." The holy man turned to me. "Now the recipe is yours," he said, and ate an entire bowl of shit, killing him instantly. Sullenly, I made my way back to my apartment. The sandwich nagged at me. I had to understand. During Thanksgiving break, I gathered all the sandwich's ingredients and tasted them, one by one. Each one individually nauseated me. Combinations of ingredients were sickening at best and emetic at worst. However, when they were all combined in their proper proportions, the result was an ambrosia of delight. Unfortunately, my knowledge of the sandwich's content made me gag when I ate them. I could now only eat the sandwiches after having gotten drunk enough to forget what was in them. I bought a small dorm-style fridge and put a heavy-duty lock on it. It was within this fridge, locked at all times, that I would keep the ingredients. On rare occasions, I would make the sandwiches for friends and family, and their incredible happiness was my reward. Otherwise, the fridge would remain off-limits except for the few times each year that I drank myself into a stupor. I occasionally required ingredients, which I purchased on the sly. For my girlfriend's birthday 1 year, she requested that I make her a special sandwich. I went into my room, locked the door, unlocked the fridge, and used the newest ingredients to prepare the culinary delight. When I presented it to her, she closed her eyes in anticipation, took a big bite, and immediately projectile vomited. What had gone wrong? I tracked down every lead, eventually confronting the guano vendor from whom I purchased all of my shit. As it turns out, the species of owl that provided the key feces had seemingly disappeared. The vendor had included the poop of a closely related owl instead. Some minute variation in the dung made the resulting sandwiches inedible. I towed the dorm fridge to the docks and threw it into the ocean, playing taps on my kazoo. Now I try to take refuge occasionally in a Reuben or an au jus, but ever since, my taste buds have craved, they have longed. They cry out for the shit of the wee cow, the near-extinct laughing owl of New Zealand.